your menu, you certainly could.
I think that's in a much maximum 3 years, I think it will be the same.
That unwelcome news from Google, like Glenn Howser.
The World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program of alternative news around the world, primarily shortwave.
He's a radio show host from Oklahoma in the United States.
Bahrain, Brazil, Cuba, Ecuador,
his weekly show, World of Radio, takes a look at what's been happening in the world of shortwave radio.
Shortwave has a tremendous advantage in that it's a direct connection, almost direct, between the station and the listener. There's no intermediaries coming right through the ionosphere, bouncing from one part of the world to another. Some countries try to block shortwave by jamming, which is somewhat effective. But they can't cut it off or interrupt it, as is the case with broadcasting via internet. It's a old technology, but it is efficient.
I think the question is there a commercial reason to keep shortwave going?
Apparently many shortwaves or former shortwave broadcasters think there is not, because it does involve expense in running many kilowatt hours of electricity into the ionosphere, and that is an expense the stations have to pay.
So, other than, I suppose, preserving this kind of one fantastic piece of broadcasting equipment, is it just perhaps enthusiasts that want to keep it going?
Well, it's the enthusiasts we know about and we hear from. Unfortunately, there is not a very effective way to do audience research on shortwave to know how many people are really out there listening and may not be, quote, enthusiasts who want their presence known.
So there could be far more people that rely on it.
Yes, and even, I'm sure this varies depending on the situation, but shortwave is a reliable backup means, if nothing else, for reaching listeners, and it should be kept available, if not in full use, by many different stations.
Do you see a day when there are no shortwave transmitters left at all?
I really doubt that. There certainly has been attrition, and a number of stations have closed down, but there are many small stations which still use shortwave. And by the way, although a number of relay sites in our North American area, Americas, have closed down, unfortunately, there's been a recent development in what has been rebranded its largest one in the Western Hemisphere, in Okeechobee, Florida. And they have 13 survey transmitters available, which could carry all kinds of stations from overseas if they could just make use of them for relays. And I wish one of those could be the BBC World Service. We miss it very much, being able to just turn the radio and hear it.
Another factor that has been the normal connection. As Mr. Howser points out, shortwave gets to people and places that the internet cannot. Either because of a lack of infrastructure, or because governments have blocked the content. But in a world of austerity and cost-cutting, radio stations are under increasing pressure to make savings while they can. And the giant masks that transmit shortwave are often the first to fall. But it's supported continue to hope that this will not be a thing, or whether just a little bit longer.